All right, welcome back to Bottles and Bottles, the uncut, unfiltered, unprepared podcast where we talk a little bit about whiskey and a lot about the journeys of becoming a first-time dad. Joined back on the couch with
love the couch with
Bill and Adam.
Morning.
Hey, gents.
How we doing?
I'm doing great. I just took a sip of what you brought for us today.
Going
down the rabbit hole.
Very, like we said, fall-wise, it's very earthy.
Yeah.
Very earthy.
Before we jump into that, let's set the agenda for today. We're going to talk a little bit about this whiskey, and then we're going to dig into what's been going on in my life and Morgan's life as far as baby stuff is going with kind of, at any point now, the baby could come.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The room's ready. Strollers, car seats. Holy smokes.
Everything's ready to roll.
Yeah, you're good.
You got to get the camera up.
So
you guys are at the part of, you know, you're lacing the skates, getting ready.
Yeah.
Jersey's not yet on.
No, we're putting the jersey on.
But depending on how the Zamboni goes around the rink, you might be needing to get going real quick.
That's right. You never know how quick the Zamboni is going to make
right,
its
whether
turns.
It's, whether it's Zeman or Burn, you never know. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
So we last night packed our go bags.
Passports and all?
Yeah. No, go bags to the hospital.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we packed our go bags, and I want to get Bill's take on that and Adam's take as well. What are the necessities? What do I need to actually bring to the hospital? That kind of stuff. How long should I pack for? We'll dig into that. Greener, you brought us this. I know you had a nice little pun there and said we were going down the rabbit hole.
Yep.
Tell us about this whiskey.
Well, I can tell you the background on me. Big fan of rye, for those of you that don't know. Rabbit hole was a suggestion by you based off of the other stuff that's really good. So I
the
picked
Cave
up
Hill.
A bottle of Yep.
Cave Hill's great.
So I picked up a bottle of this a couple months ago. And I've been listening to a new favorite podcast called Rabbit Hole Recap, all Bitcoin focused.
That's the one you sent me, right?
So good.
Yeah.
They've got a good setup. Their content and guys involved are great. So I figured this week was fitting. Rabbit Hole.
Love
just
it.
Like they great. Go down the rabbit yeah, hole great. With Bitcoin, we'll go down the rabbit hole with some whiskey and figuring out go bags. Just as Corbin preluded with everything, uncut, unfiltered, unprepared. Podcast.
I don't know. I was going unprepared.
Unprepared.
Never has the details.
Never
for
have
it.
The details for what I'm drinking. But this is a 95% rye, 5% malted barley.
Okay.
They're in extremely small batches, so everything is made with nothing more than 15 barrels. Fun fact.
Okay. Where's the distillery?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Well, it says so. It's bottled by Louisville, Kentucky, right on the bottle.
Okay. Thank you.
Distilled by Rabbit Hole Distillery, Louisville, Kentucky. So they got their own setup going.
There you go.
Yep. Bold and unexpected. Is
take that back. Bottled by. We don't know where it's distilled.
Okay. So I couldn't tell you guys where it's distilled.
I think I'm going to use that application.
Does it
distiller.
Stay where it's distilled?
I'm not seeing it. Sorry for that awkward moment of silence. I'm trying to read the bottle. Adam's.
I'm feverishly searching here for
Bill's just enjoying the time.
Yeah, I'm just
the quiet time.
I'm just waiting. Just waiting on an answer. Does it come from Indiana?
Does anybody know where the rabbit hole stuff is distilled? We know it's bottled there, but where is it distilled?
Yeah, what's the rabbit hole distillate, Greener?
Yeah, so there's not a whole lot on here, but I can read the description off of the distiller app.
Let's hear it.
All right, hit
rabbit
us.
Hole Distilling, founded by Zamanian. Is the last name, the Zamanian family, is located in Louisville.
Louisville.
Sorry.
Louisville, yeah.
My pronunciation. Yeah.
Depending on where you're from.
The 95.5, though, that's a pretty standard MGP mash bill, so I'm thinking it's distilled in Indiana. That'd be a guess. Just a guess.
Could be.
I'm going to keep going here.
You keep rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Flame Trout barrels are from Louisville Kelvin Cooperage. They're Kentucky. Straight rye is a mash bill of 95 rye, 5% malted. The rye is distilled and aged for at least 2 years. And it's aged in toasted and charred New American oak, char number 3. It's in Kentucky before being bottled at 47.5 ABV. This product was rebranded as of 2019 in September.
Mm-hmm.
With Boxer Grail added to its name.
Cool.
Juice remains the same as Rabbit Hole Kentucky Straight Rye, only in the packaging and name differ.
All right. Well, this is good.
It's
not a lot of clarity on where it's distilled, but we know it's where it's bottled.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a great lineup. This is the stuff you can pretty regularly find around here, which is nice. I think the Cave Hill is probably my favorite.
Very plentiful. I mm-hmm. rarely see Rabbit Hole not available somewhere.
Yeah, in Ohio. And it's great. Yeah. I really, really enjoy it. So
nice earthy tones from what Bill's telling me.
Mm-hmm. Definitely rye. You can taste the rye with it, and so that's good. All right, cool. Well, let's dig into the go bag.
Yeah, thanks, Greener.
Thanks for
happy to share. I very much appreciate you providing some of your watershed for us.
Absolutely. It's fun to share.
Yeah.
Go from the watershed to the rabbit hole.
Yeah. So go bags. Here's what I've got.
All right, let's hear it.
Because when you go to the hospital, and this is something I didn't realize, you kind of have to pack for as if you're going away for a weekend.
And you guys are going to where again? How far from your home?
It is. We're on a Metro hospital, so it's about 25 minutes.
Okay.
Give me a bit of a visual of this bag. Do we want a backpack? Do I need to be tactical? Do I need to be able to pivot on a dime and maintain
good
composure?
Call.
Or can I do a over the shoulder? Does it have to be a crossbody? What needs to happen?
What would you pack for? So we've got three bags, right?
Makes sense. You would have your bag that would go into the delivery room.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have two bags for you guys' overnight stay in the overnight nursery area.
Correct. So we have, a bag that goes into the delivery room?
I would take stuff into the delivery room, yes.
Yeah, because how long can delivery be?
Delivery can be
undisclosed amount of time.
24 hours after the water breaks is when you need that baby out.
Within
24 hours, okay. Yeah.
So here's kind of our thought. I take that back. We have four bags.
Okay.
I have my bag with like my clothes. So I brought like 2.5 days of clothing.
Yeah, because you'll probably be there tonight.
Correct.
Depending on when the baby's born.
So like I said, I planned as if I were going away for a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm.
Right? Kept it simple. I Ziploc all of like, I've got outfit number one in a Ziploc bag. Outfit number two in a Ziploc bag.
Corb's been watching the home edit or something.
Dude, I've packed like that since I can remember.
Where do you find Ziplocs that big?
I get 2.5 gallon Ziploc bags.
Okay.
And the secret is folding things nicely. You have your outfit, and then you literally, when you lay it out, you lay on the bag, like flat on your stomach on the bag. It sucks all the air out, and then you tighten it. And then that thing is like vacuum sealed.
Hmm.
One, it helps with wrinkles,
mm-hmm.
and two, it's like, I mean, you're taking that thing down to like half an inch.
Would you be comfortable maybe sharing a photo with
100%.
What we'll post so everybody can see?
100%. I will post a photo on there.
Yeah.
Of how I kind of pack things, and that's not
so
just
you can
for
get
baby
really
pick.
Dense.
Dude, I've taken like when I go on my work trips, I've been gone for a week,
mm-hmm.
and I take is a carry-on size luggage. That's it.
I want to know how you manage shoes.
Shoes, you just have to be smart with. So usually I don't bring extra shoes. I don't bring casual shoes and these shoes. You know,
you just go with maybe a pair.
Yeah, and I plan my outfits depending on how long I'm going to be gone, how mm-hmm. much room I have. I plan my outfits. So it's like any one of these suits or attire outfits, you know, I can wear these gray shoes.
Mm.
Literally, I wear these gray shoes. I can wear them with blue, black, maroon, which mm-hmm. I wear maroon pants a lot. Mm-hmm. I love that color.
Great
like a plum. I can wear my gray Johnson & Murphy, you know, business casual shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not packing any shoes.
Perfect.
So it's all about being smart. But I will share a photo how I pack that stuff. So I've got my three outfits mm-hmm. in my three bags. I've got toiletries. So I've got, toothbrush, deodorant, mm-hmm. shower soap.
Mm-hmm.
Irish
Spring, I'd assume.
Harry's.
Harry's.
Whoa, okay. That changed.
Remember
Irish
Spring? That was
always in your kit.
That was a token.
Yeah. Well, that's what I used to bring to hockey.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
We used to hit the showers in hockey. Now I'm on the Harry's game now.
Harry's.
Great stuff.
Is that
deodorant I use as well, and the shaving,
like the shaving company Harry's.
Yep, they've okay. got deodorant, shampoo, conditioner, I think, body wash. That's what I use at home.
I want to talk about getting into the kit, and then what you choose to use with your newborn with soaps. Obviously, oh. once we get into that,
good, yeah, yeah
that's, once that'll be we get delivery topic. Day, I think that's for another day.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. So that's kind of what's in my bag. And then, so I've got the essentials there, mm-hmm. right? And then yeah. I've got, I'll obviously have my phone, my iPad, and I've got all my chargers in my bag because I have extra chargers for phone, watch, AirPods, since Apple's so annoying and hasn't transferred everything to USB-C.
Right.
I need lightning cable.
Like 75
I need
chargers.
The freaking watch, the Apple Watch cable, and I need it's the so lightning
easy,
cable.
Brother. It's so easy. Take your laptop, you take one cable to charge your laptop, and then you take one cable to charge your phone.
Yeah, then you got the USB-C for the laptop.
And then for you're not taking an Apple Watch, right?
Oh, I'm taking my Apple Watch.
All right, so then you have the adapter, right? The duo.
Yeah.
God, no, you're right. This is really annoying.
It's really complicated.
It's so annoying.
You need two chargers, and then you need an adapter for the phone and the watch.
Yeah. That's why I just go, so I've got my USB-C brick, okay. USB-C to USB-C. That's for my iPad. And then I've got my normal USB-A brick that we used to get with all the iPhones.
So worthless at this point.
Correct. Which is why they stopped including it.
Yeah. Because the amperage that comes out of that.
It's horrible.
It charges your phone in like 20 hours.
Right. So at any rate, I've got the chargers. I've got... you know, those things ready to go. I also have a list, an analog list sitting on my bag.
And it is my meaning written down.
Huh?
Analog.
Correct.
Meaning written down.
Physically written down. Morgan has one on her bag too. It is the stuff that we use currently on a daily basis.
That you can't pack up yet.
We can't pack up. So that way, if she's like, I'm going into labor, we need to rush out to the hospital, I grab our bags and I have this list on top. And we went over where everything is going to be. We're leaving it in convenient locations, too. Okay. Like, she's got, like, her makeup bag and hairbrush, I don't know, whatever.
Well, yeah, everything, yeah.
But
everything
she's like,
she needs.
I'm leaving it right here on the counter.
Don't
and I'm like, great.
Move it.
No, yeah.
yeah.
So we've got our bags packed. She did the same thing as far as clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's, their clothes are a little bit different. She'll be pretty much, like, in a gown.
Comfy clothes. All,
like,
all
the whole time. So, but, you know, stuff to wear home from the hospital and all that. But, I mean, is there, and then we also, our last, we have those, so those are our two bags.
Mm-hmm.
Third bag is baby stuff. So we're going to have diapers and
clothes and swaddles. Sound machine.
We do have a sound machine.
Sound machine.
We have the fan. Actually, the sound machine is the one that you got us.
Nice.
So that's one we're bringing to the hospital with us.
Love that.
Nice and compact. Some really cool features to it.
Yep.
And so that's kind of all the stuff in the baby bag that we do have all those things. Do we need to bring pacifiers?
I would bring pacifiers. I would bring, does Morgan, they have like the Super Duty pumps at the hospital just in case.
Super
they
Duty
have like,
pumps.
Like commercial ones that are like $2,000 to buy.
For like breastfeeding?
Breast pumps.
Okay.
So I would take a couple bottles just in case whatever bottles you choose to use here.
Good to
in
know.
In the future, I would take bottles with the newborn nipple.
Mm. Okay.
Just in case.
In case the baby's not open to.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna try obviously every single time. And when we were there the first time, we had the lactation expert come in every single time. Lindsay was trying for the first time, it's the first time ever doing it. They just expect you to take a baby out and feed it. So
right. Okay.
Without having, there's classes obviously you can take, but it's nothing like. In the and moment when your baby's crying and just hungry.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Morgan did take a breastfeeding class, which was pretty cool.
A breastfeeding pillow, I'm assuming you have.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
And they have them at the hospital too, different ones that wrap around your back and such.
And this all fits in the baby bag.
Yep. For the most of the stuff is small. I mean, you're talking baby clothes. And hey, I packed the baby clothes in the same way.
Those have to be like 1 inch by 1 inch by 1 inch. Yeah.
Literally, the bags I used were sandwich bags.
That makes sense. Small.
But I could do the same thing.
Yeah.
So now those are the things we have. Our fourth bag is basically a food bag.
Snacks, yeah, snacks.
Like, literally, we have snacks. We've got a case of water sitting in the back of our car because I can always run out to the car and grab us whatever. You know, we've got the, man, what's the, those crackers that we had that one time that
so
are
so good. Those almond.
Yeah, the almond flour crackers. Great. Okay. Simple Mills. Almond, so the Simple Mills almond flour crackers. We
you
love
might
those.
Need a couple of boxes of those.
Yeah. Well, we go to Costco and they have a massive box that has four bags inside.
There you go.
So that one's just locked one and loaded.
Yeah.
I've got a jar of peanut butter. I like peanut
we
butter.
You don't know what that's for.
Hold on though. Has she had peanut butter during her pregnancy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Because that's a big fear that the baby could be allergic to peanuts.
I'm going through that right now with Aaron. Aaron's allergic to peanuts, yeah.
Oh, so really?
We're going through OIT right now where he gets a 1/64 teaspoon every single morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then for 2 weeks, and then he'll get bumped up another 2 weeks. But he's doing
so
great so far.
So create a tolerance to it.
Exactly.
Did she not have peanut butter when she was pregnant?
No, she did. She just everything. What happens? It's just unfortunate, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just what happened.
I don't know how that goes, but it's really interesting on genealogy and, you know, allergies.
Lila's had nothing, allergic to nothing. So
yeah.
But Aaron's got a peanut issue, but nothing else. He has nut butter, but just not peanut butter.
So
okay.
Is a peanut allergy often an indication of shellfish allergy as well?
That's a good question. I've never given him shellfish.
Well, obviously he's really young.
Yeah.
But how old is he now?
He'll be 11 months old in November. October. 11 months old.
I know those are like the two that I could think of that are like scary in the moment.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's good.
Good luck with your peanut butter.
Yeah. It's good that you're introducing all that stuff. I know my brother and sister-in-law did that with, you know, both their kids are still in the process. Yeah.
How do you measure 1/64 teaspoon?
You buy them on Amazon, 1/64.
For real?
Yeah.
What is it, like a pinhead?
Oh, it's so small, man. It is so small. It's like the size of a pea.
That's wild. Size of a
pea, yeah.
And he just will...
Well, I'll put on a spoon and then...
You just give it to him?
Usually give it to him or put on my finger and kind of just rub it along his tongue.
Yeah.
Okay.
The stuff you got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not even going to go down the road of smearing peanut butter on things. And
oh, wow.
I had to test my dog, make sure he wasn't allergic.
Okay. What was that, bestiality? I'll pass on that conversation.
All right, but chapstick, do you have chapstick?
We do have chapstick.
Bunch of chapstick.
Yeah. Why? Morgan's got two sticks.
You're
I've
sitting
got one.
In there and I mean.
Is it just dry?
It's dry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your
lotion?
You're so busy for such an extended amount of time. The last thing you think of is drinking. The last thing you think of is moisturizing. You get everything is just awful.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got the chapstick. I've got like Altoids and gum and headphones. I forgot to mention that. AirPods.
Headphones are a good thing.
Maxes or just the pods?
Just the AirPod Pros.
Did you get the new version with that phone?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm fine with the original AirPod Pros.
Yeah, I don't think I'm trying to think. The first time was harder. The second time was Aaron slept in the hospital all the time. So it was easy.
How long were you in the hospital with your two kids?
With Lila. Lila was born at 1:03 p.m. So we were there that day and two nights with Lila at the hospital.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. So that's like an extended
weekend. We were there a long time with Lila.
Everything was healthy?
Yeah, everything was healthy.
It was just the time of the birth.
It was just based on the time of the birth, we got... You get two nights, so we got one in the afternoon for the first night, and then the second night, then we were out that morning. Aaron was born kind of the same time. Actually, Lila was... Now I don't remember. I got to think of it, but Aaron, we were there one night. We were there like 24 hours. He was born at 1 in the afternoon, and we were out the next day by 1 in the afternoon.
Good.
Because... He was eating fine.
Yeah.
He passed all his tests and we were out of there because we didn't want to be there two nights.
That's kind of what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
I'm a homebody.
Yeah.
I like to be at home.
Because there's just, you're not at home exactly.
Yeah.
It's just weird being there. And as long as the baby's doing okay, the baby's eating properly, the baby's color is fine, the baby's passing its tests, and you can get out of there. And if you feel comfortable too.
Yeah.
True.
Because the first bath, I didn't know what to do for a baby. So I watched them give him a bath. Okay. Oh, give her a bath. So I watched.
You mean you can't just toss it in the tub? And...
No, I washed it. Yeah, just, all right, sit there and yeah. scrub your body.
Here's your loofah. Right, here's your...
right. So I watched with Lila give her first bath. I watched the nurse change her first diaper because you don't know how to change a girl's diaper.
True.
I didn't know what I was doing, so I watched. Do you ask questions?
Do you wipe back to front or front to back?
For a girl, it's always front to back.
Front to back. And a boy, anything goes? Boys,
yeah, you're fine. Yeah.
Well, I feel like there's a pretty clean division
yeah.
for a guy.
Makes yeah. sense.
Or for
a boy. It's just with a boy, if you so choose the circumcision,
yeah,
then you're like loading up the lube in there.
Yeah.
It's like you're tossing on the petroleum jelly. Like it's nothing. Yeah, so they'll give you tubes and tubes and tubes, and you're just like loading in there like a...
Just to protect
and soothe the... I mean, they snip skin and
yeah,
and heal it.
That's
so
something man, that I've could be,
never so thought then, of. Don't remember my own, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So then you're worried about the umbilical cord. They need to put the diaper on between the umbilical cord and the circumcised penis.
Yeah.
If we can drop penis on here.
Sure.
I think
but,
so.
But... It's there's more obstacles with a boy than a girl.
Okay.
Before we move on to another topic, because we probably need a whole other segment for like what the hell do I do at the hospital?
Right.
Yeah, are you guys prepared for that question?
Not yet, but we'll get to that. So yeah. Bags.
Bags, yeah.
Go bags.
Sorry.
Does it sound like I am pretty well prepared?
You have clothes, you have snacks, you have mm-hmm. your electronics, you have water, you have your hygiene products.
Yep. Baby clothes. We don't have bottles, so yeah, thank you for that.
Right, so the first time we went, we didn't take one outfit for Lila. We didn't
yeah.
like we didn't take a swaddle.
Yeah.
Like she was there just laying in like a onesie and we're like,
the paper towels.
We didn't bring anything for her to wear. We're like, what are we supposed to do? So
get some napkins out
yeah,
of the
so,
cafeteria.
So they obviously have that stuff. They have swaddles. They have clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Which we didn't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you're basically on top of it. I'm trying to think if there's anything I'm forgetting.
Okay. Anything you would pop in there, Greener? Or does it sound like we're pretty solid? I know you mentioned the sound machine and stuff like that. And
from my perspective, it's hard to put into mind the child, so my direct focus goes to your partner, your girl, like Morgan.
I love it.
Do you make sure that, I mean, she's doing a ton of work, man.
Mm-hmm.
How do you show up for her to be comforted and understand that you're there to support? Like, how can you be the best partner, husband, and father in that moment? And I think this kind of goes to Bill. You've been there before. Mm-hmm. What is it that, I mean, is it, you get her a little treat for after?
Like, yeah, I mean,
isn't there like a name for, isn't like a push present?
Well, I think that comes beforehand. And
no, I think a push present is like literally
it's
like
kind of like post. Yeah.
Is I it? Mean,
yeah. It's like legit. Know. Like that's like a thing is we, a push
you know,
present.
Yeah. We talk about that all the time. It's funny.
Cause you didn't get one for her?
That's what we're both convinced I didn't, but I recall getting something, but I couldn't tell you what it was.
You phoned that one in, huh?
But it's funny. It's
look,
funny.
Look, lady, you got my seed.
But no, I'm pretty sure I dropped the ball on the first one, but okay. the second one.
There's the Munchkins was the initial present, right? To you.
To me, yeah.
And then.
So you get a box of donuts.
So with Lila, we were like, it was new. It was our first baby. The second baby, yeah. We rolled Lindsay into like the just the, where you hang out overnight.
Yeah.
Like as we got in there after the nurse came, like I bolted out. We got Chick-fil-A. We got dinner.
Yeah.
Like just whatever she wanted to eat
yeah.
was what we got. Like,
yeah.
Because she just.
Because it, I mean, that can be a long, yeah, strenuous thing.
Didn't we were. We knew what to expect. We knew what we were doing. And Lindy was like, yeah, just go on, grab us food. The
yeah.
first one, like, I didn't leave her side.
Yeah, okay. You wanted to be there.
Yeah.
I have that advantage with Morgan because she's seen, like, she's like, look, if we need anything, you can just go get it.
Right.
Like, she's cool with it because she's a labor and delivery nurse. Mm-hmm. She's seen the whole process. She's comfortable.
She knows what goes on.
Exactly.
She's going to know the people that are there.
Yeah. Oh, they're all her best friends.
Yeah.
You know?
So
yeah.
It's comfortable. She's not alone.
Right. Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Right.
She's got all of her, the people that she spends, you know, aside from me, she spends probably so just much as much time.
Well, yeah. I mean, you figure know? Like those 12-hour shifts she's there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's got 5 days in a row right now.
12-hour shift. That's like a record.
But then she's off
37 weeks?
But then she's off till February.
Oh, okay. Oh. Final push. For lack of a better term, phrase. So then.
But I give her mad props for doing that.
I don't know if this is going to air. This is going to air before she's there, but like, I don't want to ruin it.
Oh, this will air. This will be this week, man.
So, I mean, what comes to your mind? Like, what would you want to do to like make her.
Yeah, do you got a push present?
Feels special or, yeah. Is a push present, like, that hasn't been
a thing. You can tell us off of that.
Yeah. I don't have a necessary push present.
Okay.
She's mentioned some bag that she wants, and I told her I'd get it for her.
Like a luxury bag?
Yeah.
Like a handbag?
Yeah, okay. Like a handbag, something like that, or, I don't know. Whatever she wants, I'll get her.
She wants a Birkin, you're going to get her a Birkin?
Yeah, sure.
It was like, yeah, sure. It was like $12, right?
Here's one thing I did, and I didn't want to tell her, but the one night I was drinking a little too much and it ended up slipping. But yeah. I told her that I wrote her a letter to read in the hospital.
Yeah.
So I do have a letter.
Nice.
Build on to all the hormones ripping through her.
Yeah, right. Perfect time. Yeah. So I'll give that to her. Like, you know, she can read it in her own time, you know, at the hospital whenever she wants. So I thought that was kind of cool. And obviously,
that's nice. Yeah.
I'll wait on her hand and foot, and if she wants something, I'll just buy it for her.
Yeah.
But I don't have, like, any specific, like, push present type of thing.
Okay. Secondary question.
Hit me.
Present for your newborn. Similar to a letter.
Do you see the room he set up back there?
It's true. I've spent
I haven't gotten the first.
You see the stroller over there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The two car seats? Yeah. The baby Bjorn?
Yeah, right.
Listen.
All presents.
This is all baseline. Thinking about something special. I raised this of your child at some point will be an adult functioning, like can hold on to something of day one, my father cared about me.
So
what is it that you'd want to present or offer? I know that there's this thing of Blanton's gold that's out there that you want to have from day one.
I was literally just going to say that is one thing. Mm-hmm. And it's another thing that's going in my bag. I'm going to pack a flask of the Blanton's gold.
Nice.
Morgan going to have a nice swig of that?
No, God, no.
I think that's the baby's name, Blanton. Sorry.
Yeah. That could go either way.
Dude, that's pretty sick.
That's actually not bad. Blanton gold?
Dude.
Uh-oh. Might have just messed up the list.
That was something I wanted to try and sneak in there today.
Yeah.
It was naming babies.
But, yeah, and I won't let it slip. But, no, that's a good point. So that is one thing. That bottle of Blanton's that I'm going to crack open and have a sip of after the baby's born at the hospital, that bottle I'll never get rid of.
Or do you get a second and every year until the 18th birthday, you pour out and drink an ounce?
What? Then you'll have like 6 ounces left by 18.
And then at 18,
yeah,
you would probably share an ounce.
Man, that could be.
You can't drink till you're 21. So
then till 21, then you'd have 4 ounces at the end of it, and then they could have 4 at 21.
4 ounces.
4 ounces.
4 ounces.
Man, that's like a warm up for me.
I mean, they'd be 21 at that point. Yeah. And then
I don't think so. I think I'll keep the original bottle. That's too much work. I'll keep the original bottle. The other thing I like to do is around a big event, I like to get. So, like, I bought this watch. This mm-hmm. is a Tudor Black Bay. Now, granted, it's not a Rolex. It's not, you know, an AP, something that costs.
But it's certainly not a Timex.
No.
No, it's Swiss nice made. It's
mm-hmm. it's a great watch. I bought this kind of around this event. Okay. So, if it's a boy, the boy's going to get it. If it's a girl, I'm going to have to buy her like a diamond necklace or something when she graduates like college. Like that's kind of my thought process.
Okay.
So being that I'm very, very convinced it's a girl, I'm just planning on
buying a diamond necklace.
So however much the baby weighs, you'll just buy that much gold in ounces and grams, and then you can just hold on to that.
So now we know Corb bought the watch knowing it's not going to be a boy, so he doesn't have to pass along that.
So I can keep it
forever.
Oh, this is funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, so it sounds like I'm pretty well prepared on the bag stuff.
Yeah,
go bags.
Great on the bag. Absolutely.
You guys made some great points. There's a couple things I can pick up from there. Let's wrap up real quick. Awesome whiskey.
Yeah, if you could just do me a favor and check out the legs on that.
Yeah.
Corpse leg test.
Yeah, I'm with the legs, man.
I will say I was doing that last night. I felt really important. Wait, check out those legs.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't know whether fast or slow is beneficial.
Well, hey.
This has been a good chat.
It's been a great chat. We got
I'm glad everything's going well.
More in here and at that end, let's if you want to check us out on Instagram, we're bottles.n.bottles.
.n.bottles.
Ooh, combo.
On Instagram. Swing over to the YouTube channel, give us a follow. Thanks for joining us, and as always, bottles up.
Cheers.
Cheers, Bells.